It's 4:30 on Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3, and if it's Friday at 4:30, that means the Outdoors Outlook, presented by Nanticoke Outfitters. You can schedule your next fishing or crabbing charter right now at nanticokeoutfitters.com or follow the link at coastcountry.com. Every Friday, Captain Dave Fletcher from Nanticoke Outfitters stops by and lets us know where the hot spots are. So, Captain Dave, has it been a good week for fishing in the area?
Yeah, I tell you, Gary, it really has been. It's been a good week. It was a little bit of a struggle early on with the weather, but it's turned out to be a very good fishing week, and the crabbing is definitely picking up, which that's always exciting.
Well, yeah, you mentioned, I think it was a week or so ago, and this is the cool part about the Outdoors Outlook, is we get to learn a little bit about nature. You mentioned about the crabs were like shedding their shell, which meant they're starting to grow and starting to move a little bit more, right?
Yep, that's right. That's exactly right. And what's happened is those that had shed in early June or so, now they're a hard shell, mature crab that a lot of them seem to be a solid 6 to 7 inches and heavy, which is always fun as we're throwing them all over the table.
You know, it's interesting, too. I heard yesterday that they've passed a new thing where even without a license, you can catch some crabs. Had you heard that news?
Yeah, that is correct. There's different regulations when it comes to that, but yes, that is correct. They're changing that so that you don't need to have the license to do some crabbing. You're just limited to the number of crabs that you can get, but I'll tell you, you don't need a bushel of crabs to feed a couple of people. You know, you certainly can get enough without having that license and be able to feed the family for an evening.
That's pretty awesome, especially if you're just looking for something to kill a couple of hours with the kids this weekend. But I know that you've got bigger fish to catch, pun totally intended. So let's find out, where are the hot spots for fishing in the first state?
Yeah, so we'll start the disease report in Delaware Bay. The croaker and the spot are here. And that's a great fishing activity for the kids. And I'll tell you, as a father of 5 kids, that was one of the things that we did a lot of. It's easy to do, and you can do it just about anywhere. Speaking of where to do it, Broadkill Beach is loaded with them. And if you use Gary's Tide Report, you can plan your fishing trip properly, because what you want to do is when he gives you that high tide, what time high tide is expected, you want to go the next hour and 2 hours after that, as that tide is rolling out. That is a good time to catch good numbers of croaker and spot. And Cape Henlopen Fishing Pier is another great spot for croaker and spot. It's very easy to get to, very clean, comfortable environment, super place to take the kids. Also, the sheep's head have started to show up. They're out at the outer wall. And we haven't really talked much about them because they haven't been here yet. And now we're getting some good numbers of sheep head here. Looking at the Indian River Inlet, live minnows is the way to go. Those are catching the flounder, and you need to really focus on the Coast Guard station down to Northside Marina when going after those flounder.
Awesome. I know a lot of folks love that flounder fishing, and I love to see the pictures that people post online all throughout the week catching those flounder, especially the kids last week at Indian River Marina.
Yeah.
But how about the surf fishing, Captain Dave? How's that going?
I tell you, that's been a little bit of a struggle because we've had rough surf and rip currents. So this past week was a struggle, but this morning, the beach was crowded because the winds died down a little bit. So anglers are getting back out there. And I'll tell you, you're going to catch some kings and some trout, and lots of dog sharks have started rolling in as well. Now, I'll tell you, I just mentioned that riptide comment. I tell everyone, especially my kids, because they love to go out surf fishing, you got to be careful when walking out to cast. We all want to cast our line out as far as possible, but remember, as you're walking out there, real easy for that riptide to knock you down. And if that were to happen, remember, swim along with the shoreline until you find an area where you can swim back in.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, Captain Dave. My family, we were at the beach down at Tower Beach last Sunday, and it was wild how quickly, you know, that current was moving. So certainly take heed.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to respect it. And another exciting thing is Delaware striped bass season starts July 1. So, as a reminder, one bass between 20 and 25 inches in the Delaware Bay. That's the slot for Delaware Bay, and that's until August 1st. But the 28-inch to 31-inch slot is still in place for all other Delaware waters.